This is CBS Eye on Veterans, powered by ConnectingVets.com. I'm your host, Navy vet Eric Dame. Comedian Jordan Klepper's new show on Comedy Central, simply titled Klepper, premiered this past Thursday with an episode focusing on vets battling PTSD through wrestling. Later in the season, another episode will focus on the issue of vets who have been deported. I spoke to Klepper about why he wanted to focus on veteran issues and the balancing act he faced of mixing humor with serious subjects.
Veteran issues came up as something that I had never done many pieces on in the past. And I think there was a discussion in the room, too, about there is this civilian-veteran chasm in between, where a lot of times civilians have a hard time understanding and relating to veterans and their issues. And so that was a good challenge for us. And we started looking at topics to cover, and a few stories popped out immediately, one of which was this story of veterans who were dealing with PTSD, which can be obviously a very dark topic. We are on Comedy Central, and we take these topics seriously, but we also want to find ways in which to find levity and humanity in it. And these veterans found such a unique way of dealing with it. They were created a professional wrestling crew. And so that immediately was something that popped to us as like these really compelling guys who found a unique way of dealing with this issue and using it as therapy. And as somebody who is a performer and knows what it's like to sometimes put on a character and find catharsis in that, it was a great in for us to start that conversation.
Did you find anything out about the kind of outside-the-box thinking that's going on in the PTSD world? And were you at all aware that things like this were going on before you started doing research for the show?
I was not aware at all. I think, like, as soon as we started talking to them about it, you realize there's all sorts of alternative therapy, which was great to see. Like, these guys talked so well about this PTSD being a vet's issue, but also just being a mental health issue that many Americans are dealing with. And, you know, we heard about other groups. I actually also visited somebody who did horseback riding for veterans who were dealing with PTSD, who found, like, the ability to get out in the open, do something physical, and the thrill of horseback riding in and of itself gave a lot of therapy back to veterans. And starting to see these organizations pop up, you see this desire for community. And many of the vets that I talked a lot about, you know, coming back and missing what they had in the military as far as a brotherhood, a community, a family. And it can be very alienating coming back to a society that feels broken apart and isolated. And so it was nice to see these groups, whether it was wrestling or horseback riding or other creative inputs, like people are finding ways to adapt and finding ways to connect.
You know, one of the things that I've liked about looking at the show that you're doing here, Klepper, is that you're not just going there and pointing and going, oh, look at that. Isn't that great? You're actually getting involved. When it comes to wrestling with veterans, how did that experience work out for you?
Well, that was one that was maybe less fun getting involved, as I did get involved all the way through a table at one point. A big part of the show was that I wanted to find interesting topics, great stories, and great characters, but also take an audience there and literally go there, see what it was like to actually go out there and do something with these people who are literally doing something. And those guys, part of the Valhalla Club, they invited me into the ring. They gave me the lowdown and the way in which to take a hit, to take a fall. I became a bad guy and played the heel at the end, and they did body slam me through a table, which, again, I'm a frail guy. I'm not the most tough guy. I left with bruises, probably the largest of which was on my ego, but that's the kind of thing I learned to take.
What did you learn about the individuals that take part in the Valhalla Club out there? I mean, what did you come away from that particular experience with?
Well, I mean, these guys, first of all, my preconceived notions got thrown out immediately there. So, you know, I'm walking into a Texas wrestling ring with veterans who are wrestling, and I think they're big, they're tough. And immediately, they're so open emotionally, articulate, and inclusive about the struggle they were having and other people outside of the veteran communities who are having that struggle, and very real and open about how that is something that they haven't found a solve for. And so I think, like, you could see day to day, some days some of them are having better days than others and had to find other outlets to kind of express some of the discomfort they had. And I think it was very humanizing for me to get to spend the time with their families, with some of the hobbies that they did outside of even the wrestling ring, as a way to show, like, let's be clear that whether it's a pill or a community or whatever it is, there are ways in which people can start to deal with PTSD, but there isn't a cure-all, and it's something with all of these mental health type issues that people need to be vigilant about and be empathetic towards.
When it comes to the second veteran-focused issue of the Klepper Show, that's a little bit more nuanced, shall we say, and that has to deal with deported veterans, a subject that we've talked about here on this show before, where there are a lot of things going on there. What made that particular topic of interest to you for the show?
Well, I think what you just described, I think it is, there's a lot of issues kind of boiled up into that one topic. First of all, when I heard the phrase deported veterans, immediately that jumped out, as in, we are deporting veterans, so we had to immediately know more and hear about these non-citizens who served, came back, did not get their citizenship, and then were convicted of a crime, served their time, and then kicked out of the country. And so this was immediately compelling because it felt like this is dealing with the immigration topic. It's also dealing with veterans issues. And we found somebody who was trying to bring attention, named Manuel, driving across the country, going state to state to try to bring attention to this issue. And it felt complicated. And I did go into red states and went into blue states and talked to people about it. I was curious. I was like, I know right now immigration is such a big topic. People are either, you pick a side as far as that goes. Veterans, it seems like nobody ever picks a side. The side is always, we support our troops. But as I started to go more into people who were more conservative, I remember going into a bar in Arizona with Manuel, who was bringing up the cause of deported veterans. I was very curious to see how people would react to him. And there were vets in the bar, and there were people who were wearing MAGA hats. And immediately their response upon hearing the story was, we support our troops. We don't leave a man behind. And that was a refrain that was really powerful. And it did feel like there was some unity on that topic. There are people, of course, who have an issue with that and push back and say that, you know, if you committed a crime, you do your time, and if you don't follow the rules, you get kicked out. But it seemed like there was more empathy and compassion towards the idea of the people willing to go so far as to put their lives on the line for the country, deserve the opportunity to live there with their family.
What did you hear from the individuals who have been deported and people like Manuel who are supporting them as far as, you know, whether it should be just a general veterans can't be deported or should it be on a case-by-case basis?
Well, I think you bring up a good point there. It feels like what they're looking for predominantly is just a little bit of attention. I think it's a complicated enough issue nowadays that politicians don't want to touch it. They already know, like, it's immigration is going to be tough and their constituents might not be on board with that. And the criminal element of it all gets sticky. And I think, like, you have to look at these things on a closer to case-by-case basis. But you have people who are getting caught up in this who are over there who, due to, like, a check fraud or smaller infractions that are nonviolent infractions, who find themselves separated, and politicians who might be somewhat empathetic to their cause are afraid of bringing it up just because our culture right now is so divisive on those bigger issues. And so I think mostly when I went to the bunker in Tijuana where a lot of the veterans would come and gather, like the big thing they were asking for is just a little awareness. I think they will take that case by case. I don't think they're looking for blanket exceptions, but it feels like, oh, just this idea is toxic enough because it's attached to other things that are radioactive in conversation right now, and so their issue is getting swept under the rug.
Jordan, when it comes to the veteran community, we are a variety of people of all different walks of life. There are going to be those out there who see Jordan Klepper, Comedy Central. They're going to say, this is some leftist nonsense. I'm not getting involved in that. Why would I watch that? What do you say to those people when you have issues like, you know, dealing with veterans, and it's not all about politics, right?
Right. I think I would say to those people, I get it. That's fairly astute. I'm not going to push back on that. It's Comedy Central. It's The Daily Show. I consider myself progressive, and I think I'm open about that as I go into the field. But I will say, the opportunity to do this show was a chance to go beyond this bickering. I've been caught up in the day-to-day frustrations of talking about Donald Trump, the administration, and what's going on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC every day for the last 3.5 years. And I was, frankly, pretty tired of it. And This was an opportunity to go out and talk to real people actually doing real things. And so issues like veterans issues for me was one that was like, this is not partisan. I don't have to fight with somebody about a tweet and go to our sides. In fact, it brought more people together and we could focus on, like, most people want to help other people. And that is so inherently American.
Klepper airs Thursday nights at 10:30. The first vet-focused episode on the wrestling group in Texas is now available on the Comedy Central app, and the Deported Vets episode will air on June 6th. Still to come, Army vet and Florida Congressman Brian Mast joins us along with Harmony Allen, the namesake for Harmony's Law. CBS Eye on Veterans is back after this.